Time now for sports. You know, the band's playing this music, but I don't think their hearts are in it. What a tough week for baseball lovers. The scandal over allegedly illegal scouting practices in the Dominican Republic has widened, and new developments in the upcoming perjury trial against San Francisco Giants. Barry Bonds, who joined, formerly San Francisco Giants, they certainly had the opportunity to keep him. We're joined now by ESPN's Howard Bryant. Good morning, Howard.
Hey, Scott. Good morning.
And let's not talk about steroids first, but about illegal recruiting scandals, okay? and my gosh, the dimensions of this, not to mention, I think, the exploitation of young people, or not so young people in the case of
exactly.
Some of the ones they've signed, is really beginning to alarm me. Let me get you to talk about the Washington Nationals are under some scrutiny, the Yankees, the Chicago White Sox. What's been going on?
Well, essentially what you have in the Dominican Republic is a skimming scandal where young players who are being recruited or being scouted to mm-hmm. play for the big league teams are having their bonuses skimmed by the very people who are signing them.
Yeah.
And so you have individual corruption going on with some of these major league teams, at least allegedly. And one thing that's interesting about it is that it is very much almost like the diamond industry down there because it's totally unregulated for the most part. Mm-hmm. Dominican players are not subject to the draft, just like American kids are, where you actually have controls. So it really is kind of a Wild West down there in terms of who gets to sign whom.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, it's riff for corruption. It's very open to corruption because it's very mutually beneficial. Because on the one hand, you've got these kids who are faced with either a life of working in the fields or working in a factory with the prospect of making $10, $20 million in America playing Major League Baseball. And on the other hand, you have these teams who are always trying to get as many good players as cheaply as possible. So the possibilities for corruption are endless.
Now, Major League Baseball has an actual investigative unit, I understand, that's been looking into this, and this is not unrelated to steroids.
Well, it's funny that you should say we're not going to talk about steroids when steroids in its own way is actually central to the uncovering of this scandal. During one of the recommendations of the Mitchell Report from last year, or from 2007 actually, was the establishment of an independent investigative unit by Major League Baseball to actually look in mm-hmm. to the widespread use of anabolic steroids and performance-enhancing drugs. And the establishment of that investigative unit also came with an anonymous tip line where people could speak freely without fear of recrimination. And what ended up happening was that the steroid tip line actually produced this Dominican skimming scouting scandal.
Boy, before we leave you this week, Howard, the Barry Bonds perjury trial, it's supposed to start Monday, I guess.
Indefinitely postponed.
It doesn't look like his personal trainer is going to be cooperating.
Well, the entire trial has been postponed maybe until the fall. And the reason, once again, is because the federal government likes slam dunks. And their 95% conviction rate is in jeopardy because they don't have Greg Anderson's testimony. They don't have the drug tests that link Bonds directly to steroids because the judge threw them out. So they're appealing to try to get that evidence readmitted, and then they're going to try again.
Yeah,
it never ends.
Okay. Howard, nice talking to you. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
I know you tried to pick up our spirits, but that's not always what we can do in the news business, is it? Howard Bryant is a senior writer for ESPN.com and ESPN the magazine. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.